dictation for Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Hartshorn, H-A-R-T-S-H-O-R-N, March 973. Addresses a letter to Dr. Abid, A-B-I-D, Khan, K-H-A-N, 802-50-A3. Dear Dr. Khan, consultation, Mr. Hartshorn, with abnormal kidney function, comes in company with wife. They are aware of kidney disease for a number of years. He has history, long-standing Crohn's disease. An associated ankylosing spondylitis. He has chronic back pain. He discontinued anti-inflammatory agents a few years back. There has been some dysuria. Nocturia, still has his prostate, minor incontinence, no gross hematuria, and no recent urinary tract infection. He has an ileostomy. He's been trying to push on the fluid intake. Presently 2-3 small meals a day, no vomiting dysphagia, no reflux, no major abdominal pain, no gross edema. There has been significant weight loss over the years. No major neuropathy. Minor neuropathy, numbness, no ulcers. He has chronic dyspnea, mostly on activities not at rest. Denies purulent material hemoptysis, no pleuritic discomfort, no chest pain palpitations. He's not using any oxygen or CPAP machine. Does have inhalers. No recent falls. Minor lightheadedness, but no syncope. Next paragraph, past medical history for Crohn's disease has been followed with Dr. Darko Midland. Perforated bowel, bowel resection, and ileostomy. Question blood transfusion in the past. The ankylosing spondylitis. Question congestive heart failure. He is not aware of coronary artery disease or procedures. He is not aware of given thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no heart valve abnormalities. He denies arrhythmia, no liver abnormalities, no seizures, no anticoagulation. Prior mechanical fall appears like 2022, causing left-sided hip fracture and surgery. Prior right hip replacement before that 16. Next paragraph. Procedures include treatment for myopia, procedures, both eyes, complications of Crohn's, perforated bowel, bowel resection, ileostomy, vasectomy, right-sided inguinal hernia repair, left-sided chest tube, lung trauma when he was age 18, bilateral hip replacement, 2016 right, 2022 left, the last one at the time of apparently sepsis or syncope, both wrists were broken, but he wore a cast, no surgery was needed. Next paragraph, prior smoker, age 14, 2 packs per day, discontinued 2021. Alcohol as a teenager denies drugs. Next paragraph, reported side effects to codeine Keflex. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications, midodrine, bisoprolol, trazodone, Cymbalta, lomodol, aspirin, albuterol, and methadone. No anti-inflammatory agents for a few years. Next paragraph, review system done as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. He's presently 130 pounds. At the worst of complications, 2022 was 87. He's 6 feet 2 inches tall. Blood pressure was 178 on the right, 172 on the left. He looks older than his age, very slender, muscle wasting, at rest, no respiratory distress, has no teeth, no dentures. Normal speech, no expressive aphasia dysarthria. There is kyphosis. No oral wheezes, no pleural effusion, no palpable phylo lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JVD, no gross arrhythmia, no gross murmurs, has an abdominal scar, irregular but no tenderness, no ascites, no peritonitis, an ostomy without bleeding, lower extremities muscle wasting, no edema, evidence of livedo, L-I-V-E-D-O, decreased pulses throughout, limited mobility, but non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. From December. Creatinine 3.7, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, protein and albumin appears very concentrated, probably from the ostomy losses, glucose 92 normal, corrected calcium probably will be upper normal, liver function test not elevated, GFR around 19, the change of kidney function, appears to be around July 2023. From a baseline 0.7 to 0.9 before, did reason 2.03 fluctuations in the middle threes. Next paragraph. The calcium has been intermittently, most of the time normal, few times elevated. Elevation appears to be coincidental with chemo concentration, probably dehydrated. Prior anemia, back in September at 10, normal white blood cell platelets, MCV upper normal. At that time, normal ferritin levels, normal iron saturation, phosphorus not elevated, normal magnesium. No recent urine analysis, but from September last year, no blood, no protein, no cells, no bacteria. Prior PTH in the upper normal. Next paragraph, there is a kidney ultrasound from September last year. Kidneys are small, 9.1 on the right, 8.9 on the left. No evidence of obstruction. Question a stone on the left side, as well as a cyst. It was technically a poor testing. However, a day before, there was a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis, incidental bronchiectasis, on the right-sided mile, normal liver, atrophic pancreas, spleen not enlarged, bilateral kidney stones without obstruction. On the left side, characteristics for Staghorn calculus. On the left lower pole. A stable left side renal cyst. The presence of a stone on the bladder. Right-sided hemicolectomy. The right lower quadrant ostomy. The most recent echo is 2022. Normal ejection fraction, for the most part, no major abnormalities. Review discharge summary from September, West Branch. Receive hydration for volume contraction. Review discharge summary from 2022. Hospital acquired pneumonia. Perforation of the cecum. A colon cutaneous fistula. Malnutrition. Opioid dependence. Surgical re-exploration. The original right-sided hemicolectomy, anastomotic leak, requiring an ileostomy for diversion. And treatment of the enteric fistula. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has progressive chronic kidney disease. A number of factors include the ileostomy, an obligated fluid losses, electrolytes, with chronic low blood pressure, likely hypovolemic, prior imaging kidneys in the small cell, relative atrophic, with presence of stones, without obstruction or urinary retention, the prior urine analysis did not show activity for glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. This is, however, few months old, needs to be updated. Blood tests will be repeated. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. As part of chronic kidney disease evaluation, we are going to update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. He has anemia. We will update on iron studies and monoclonal protein. We will assess potassium, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition. We will assess for proteinuria. I did not change any medications today. We are avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Management of his other comorbidities. Further advice to follow, end of dictation.